بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. This is class 29 on the three fundamental principles, and we have reached the point where the author rahimahullah mentioned the levels of faith and they are the pillars, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have discussed this matter, and that it comprises the belief in his existence subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the belief in his lordship, the belief in his uluhiyya, divinity, and the belief in his names and attributes. The second is the belief in the angels, in his angels. This is the second pillar, and the angels are from the world of the unseen. They are created beings, unseen to us, and they are hidden from us. Allah created them from light, and they are worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they possess no divine attribute nor any right to be worshipped. They obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they don't disobey him in any of his commands. And as to their number, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows their number. Qala ta'ala وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ, in Surah Al-Muddathir, verse 31, chapter 74, verse 31. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ, and none can know the hosts of your Lord but he. They are in a state of complete submission to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 19 and verse 20. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتَرُونَ. To him belongs whoever is in the heavens and the earth, and those who are near him from the angels, and those who are near him, meaning the angels, are not too proud to worship him, nor are they weary of his worship. They, the angels, glorify his praises night and day, and they never slacken to do so. As to the evidence that only Allah knows their number, it is established in the authentic narrations from the hadith of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu concerning the night journey and ascension, the Mi'raj, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He mentioned a house known as Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur, the much frequented house. This was shown to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, and that it is in the seventh heaven, and that seventhly 70,000 angels pray in it every day, and then when they leave, they never return to, but another group arrives every day. Now, the iman, the belief in the angels, also comprises certain matters. From this is, number one, believing in their existence and that they are real, created beings worshipping Allah and executing His commands. Secondly, we believe in those of them who specifically we know their names, and as to those who we don't know of their names, then we believe in them in general. And it is known from the textual proofs, from the Quran and the authentic Sunnah, some of the names are known, like Jibreel alayhi salam, entrusted in the revelation, and Mikael, entrusted with rain and vegetation, and Israfil, who is we mentioned Mikael, who's entrusted with rainfall and the growth of the plants, and Israfil, who's entrusted with blowing the horn at the last hour and when the creation are to be resurrected. Also Malakul Maut, the angel of death, who is in charge, entrusted in taking the souls at the point of death. And also we know of the name of Malik, who is entrusted to guard the hellfire. And there are angels who are entrusted with the embryos in the womb, when the unborn child attains 4 months in its mother's womb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel to it to write down its provision, its lifespan, its actions, and whether it will be wretched or fortunate. And there are angels who are entrusted with recording the deeds of each person from the children of Adam. There are two angels for each person, one on his right and one who's left, on his left recording the deeds. And also the angels who are in charge of questioning the deceased when he is placed in the grave. And this is from the hadith of Al-Bara' bin Azib. Two angels come to him and ask him about his Lord, his deen, and his prophet. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that Allah in charged angels to move the orbits, the sun and the moon, and other angels are to take care of the winds and to direct them in accordance with Allah's commands. Angels are assigned to rain and to clouds. In fact, it is narrated by Ibn Abbas that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, thunder is one of Allah's angels in charge of the clouds. In one narration is in his hands, or hand is a rolled piece of cloth like a knotted handkerchief, mikhraq, from fire with which he drives the clouds. The voice heard from him, meaning the thunder we hear, is his driving of the clouds to wherever he is commanded. And this is reported through its various narrations in As-Silsila As-Sahiha by Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah in volume 4 number 1872. And Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah said, at least it is Hassan. And Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned the angels are assigned to rain and to clouds, driving them to wherever they are commanded. It is confirmed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith related by Abu Huraira that while a man was in the wilderness, بين رجل بثلاث من الأرض فسمع صوتا في سحابة اسقي حديقة فلان. When a man was in the wilderness, he heard a voice from the clouds commanding it, irrigate the garden of so and so. فتنحى ذلك السحاب فأفرغ ماءه في حرة فإذا شرجة من تلك الشراج قد استوعبت ذلك الماء كله فتتبع الماء فإذا رجل قائم في حديقته يحول الماء بمسحاته فقال له يا عبد الله ما اسمك قال فلان للاسم الذي سمع في السحابة فقال له يا عبد الله لم تسألني عن اسمي فقال إني سمعت صوتا في السحاب الذي هذا ماؤه يقول اسقي حديقة فلان لاسمك فما تصنع فيها في هذه الحديقة يعني قال أما إذ قلت هذا فإني أنظر إلى ما يخرج منها فأتصدق بثلثه وآكل أنا وعيالي ثلثا وأرد فيها ثلثه وفي رواية وأجعل ثلثه في المساكين والسائلين وابن السبيل رواه مسلم وأحمد وغيرهم. While a man was in the wilderness, he heard a voice from the cloud commanding it, irrigate the garden of so and so. After that, the clouds slid aside and poured water on a stony ground. It filled a channel amongst the channels of that land. The man followed that water and he found a person standing in the garden, busy in changing the course of water with the help of a mishat. Mishat, which is a wide tool made of iron. This is in Sahih Muslim, Volume 4, Hadith 7112. So he said to him, O slave of Allah, what is your name? He said, so and so. And it was the very name which he had heard from the clouds. The person said to the man, O slave of Allah, why do you ask me my name? He said, I heard a voice from the clouds from which the rain came, saying, water the garden of so and so, like your name. What do you do for the favor shown to you by Allah in this matter? He said, now as you state so, I look what yield I get from that garden, and therefore I give in charity its third out of it, and I and my children eat one third of it, and one third I return to it as investment. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also entrusted the angels with the mountains. It is confirmed that the angel of the mountains came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted him with salam and asked his permission to destroy his people of the city of At-Ta'if near Mecca if he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wished so because of the hurt they did to him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, "No, I hope that Allah will let them beget children who will worship Allah alone and will worship none besides Him." And the hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 4, hadith number 454. And this is from the narrated from the authority of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that she asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, "Has there come upon you a day harder than the day of the battle of Uhud?" He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "I have experienced a lot of trouble from your people, and the worst treatment I met from them was on the day of Aqaba, when I presented myself to Ibn Abd Yalil, the son of Abd Kullal, with the purpose of inviting him to Islam. But he did not respond to my demand. So I departed with signs of deep distress and sorrow on my face, and could not relax until I reached Qarn al-Thaalib." And this is a station, a miqat, for the people of Central Arabia, known as Najd. And it is a miqat, also known as Qarn al-Manazil. It's a station for those coming for Hajj and Umrah from this direction. So when I raised my head, and unexpectedly there was near me a cloud which had cast its shadow on me, I looked up and saw Jibreel alayhi salam in it. He called me and said, "Allah has heard what your people have said to you and what they have replied to you, and has sent to you the angel in charge of the mountains, so that you may order him to do whatever you wish to these people." The angel of the mountains called upon me, greeted me, and said, "O Muhammad, order what you wish. If you like, I will let Al-Akhshabain, the two mountains, Abu Qubais and its opposite, at the extremities of Mecca. O Muhammad, order what you wish. If you like, I will let Al-Akhshabain, the two mountains, Abu Qubais and its opposite, at the extremities of Mecca, fall on them." The Prophet ﷺ said, "No, but I hope that Allah will let them beget children who will worship Allah alone and will worship none besides Him." And this is an agreed upon hadith. Also, four angels are appointed to each slave in this world, two angels watching him and keeping records of his deeds, one sitting on the right and one on the left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, in Surah Al-Infitar, chapter 82, verses 10 to 12. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. But verily over you are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you. Kiram and honorable, katibin, writing down your deeds. They know all that you do. At least two other angels before and behind him succeed in guarding him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 11. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله. For each person there are angels in succession before and behind him, they guard him by the command of Allah. Abdullah bin Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, commented on this, saying, "The angels in succession are appointed by Allah for the protection of man before and behind him. When the decree of Allah, in which the preordained would manifest itself upon him, is to reach him, the angels would leave him." These angels are included in the verse 61 of Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 61, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَةً وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَةً. He, Allah, is Al-Qahir. Al-Qahir is one of Allah's names. It means He is the one who subdued all of His creatures. Everything is subservient to His will and authority. Nothing occurs or ceases to occur except by His leave. His subduing necessitates His living, might, sovereign authority and ability, all of which are His attributes. This is the meaning of the name Al-Qahir. He is Al-Qahir, supreme over His slaves, and He sends guardians, angels guarding and writing all of one's good and bad deeds over you until when death approaches one of you, our messengers take his soul, and they never neglect their duty. Angels of mercy and angels of torment as well. Angels giving support to the believer and pushing him to do good. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, "There was a man from Bani Israel, from the children of Israel, who murdered 99 persons. Then he sought out, asking whether his repentance could be accepted or not." And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. It's supported by Bukhari and Muslim and others. In Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 4, hadith 676. "There was a man from Bani Israel who murdered 99 persons. Then he set out asking whether his repentance could be accepted or not. He came upon a monk and asked him if his repentance could be accepted. The monk replied in the negative, and so the man killed him. He kept on asking till a man advised him to go to such and such village. So he left for it. But death overtook him on the way. While dying, he turned his chest towards that village where he had hoped his repentance would be accepted, and saw the angels of mercy and the angels of punishment," this is the point of evidence, "quarreled amongst themselves regarding him. Allah ordered the village towards which he was going to come closer to him, and ordered the village once he had come to go far away. And then he ordered the angels to measure the distances between his body and the two villages. So he was found to be one span closer to the village he was going to. So he was forgiven." Angels giving support to the believer and pushing him to do good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, in chapter 8, verse 12, "إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ فَاضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَاضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ." Remember when your Lord inspired the angels, "Verily I am with you, so keep firm those who have believed. I will cast terror into the hearts of those who have disbelieved, so strike them over the necks and smite them all over over all their fingers and toes. Allah supported the believers with thousands of angels in many battles with the mushriks. Angels in charge of hell, building it, setting its fire, and making its chains and iron colors. Angels appointed to Al-Jannah, paradise, building and furnishing it, making its thrones, cushions, and rich carpets. Angels have been assigned to the seas to keep them from overflowing and to turn them into blazing fire or make them overflow on the day of resurrection. قال الله عز وجل in Surah At-Takwir verse 6, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, and when the seas shall become as blazing fire or shallow overflow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the angels and their deeds because they are from the best of His creatures. He does not swear except by that which is great in itself or great for being one of His signs. And this is very evident in Surah An-Nazi'at. In Surah An-Nazi'at, والنازعات غرقا, chapter 79, والنازعات غرقا, by those angels who pull out the souls of the disbelievers and wicked with great violence, by those angels who gently take out the souls of the believers, and by those angels who arranged to do the commands of their Lord. There are some deviant folk. Our Shaykh Rahimahullah Muhammad bin Sahih al-Taymin said, there are some deviant folk who deny that the angels are physical beings and claim instead that they are merely an expression referring to the power of good inherent in created things. This saying is a denial of the Book of Allah the Most High, of the Sunnah of the Prophet والسلام, and of the consensus, the ijma' of the Muslims. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fatir 35 verse 1. Alhamdulillah, فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع. All praises and thanks be to Allah, the only originator of the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers with wings, two or three or four. He increases in creation what He wills. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saw Jibreel on his real creation, having 600 wings. Each of these wings blocking the horizon with pearls and adornments falling from his wings. And this is reported in Musnad Imam Ahmad, and Sheikh Ahmed Shakir rahimahullah, the checker of Musnad Ahmad, said isnaduhu sahih, its chain of narration is sahih. And Imam Ibn Kathir said in his book Al-Bidayah wal-Nihaya concerning this narration, hadha isnadun jayyidun qawi, this is a good and strong isnad. Also from evidences that they are real creation, physical beings, is in سورة الأنفال chapter 8 verse 50. ولو ترى إذ يتوفى الذين كفروا الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم. And if you could see, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the angels when they take out the souls of the unbelievers at death, they smite their faces and their backs, saying, taste the punishment of the blazing fire. Also in Surah Ar-Ra'd chapter 13 verses 23 and 24, Allah said about the people of Jannah, of Paradise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His bounty, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار. Aden, paradise which they shall enter. And also those who acted righteously from among their fathers and their wives and their offspring. And angels shall enter unto them from every gate, saying, سلام عليكم, for that you preserved in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day, and this is in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 9, hadith number 577, if Allah loves a servant, He calls to Jibreel, Allah loves so and so, so love him. So Jibreel calls out to the inhabitants of the heavens, calls out to the inhabitants of the heavens, Allah loves so and so, so love him. So the inhabitants of the heavens love him, then acceptance of him is placed on earth. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said concerning the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Friday, he said, on the day of Jumu'ah there are angels at every door of the mosque writing whoever comes first and then the succeeding people in order. So when the imam sits, then the scrolls are rolled up and they come to hear the reminder. These texts and others prove that the angels are physical beings and not abstract forces as claimed by the deviants. And what is clearly shown in the texts is something upon which there is consensus of the Muslims. This concludes this discussion on the angels, and certainly the subject of the angels is much more vast than this limited discussion. But inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make in this a benefit for all of us. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.